Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday morning quarterback on 105.7 The Fan with the Big Bad Morning Show. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, and Steelers. The AFC North Report, sponsored by Plaza Ford, offering transparent pricing on their extensive inventory of new, used, or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, with no hidden fees. Online at plazaford.com.
And coming off a 6-for-6 drive, he'll throw to begin this drive, and it's DK Metcalf! He's in the loose! There goes DK! A block from Austin! Inside the 5, into the end zone! 80-yard touchdown, Rodgers to Metcalf!
Huge day for DK Metcalf, that 80-yard touchdown strike. Pittsburgh Steelers win 24-21. They're now 3-1 on the year. Running away with the AFC North Division. Rodgers, 18 of 22 for 200 yards. Keep in mind, he had 200 yards passing. 80 of them came on one play. So that means the other 17 completions, he had 120 yards. Your thoughts on the Steelers, though? Just make it, finding a way.
They seem to always find a way. It's the, I've talked about, like, you know, I told them to the beginning of the year, I think they're a playoff team. They look like they are a playoff team. And this is what they seem to do all the time, though. And, you know, they can have, I mean, they have Aaron Rodgers now, but they've had quarterback issues the last couple of years. Everything's kind of been questioned. I don't know. They get it done, and they're getting it done now. And by the way, you know, they're ahead of us in the standings by far.
Ahead of everybody in the standings.
Ahead of everybody
right
in the standings in the division.
Yeah. I mean, yep. Ravens just aren't, yep. You know, right. Pittsburgh Steelers, you got a veteran quarterback, veteran coach, and guys are answering the bell. I think DK Metcalf is the answer.
Yeah.
He seemed to be a good guy for Rodgers. He and Rodgers seemed to gel well. They seem to be getting it done together. What about their running game, though? The Pittsburgh Steelers running game. Do you think that's good enough? Because you're going to have to run the football in Pittsburgh. AFC North got to be able to run the football. Do you have the confidence in them to be able to run the football?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know enough about their running game this year to answer because I've not seen them play.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I like the guy Kenneth Gainwell. He had a good game yesterday, 99 yards on 19 carries. You said they lost someone yesterday, Joe?
Both Jalen Ramsey and...
yeah, I did see Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey's going to be down for a few games. Didn't say exactly what it was. Calvin Austin, I believe, is going to be down too.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see about them. They are, I mean, the defense has stepped up, and you can say, well, it was the Minnesota Vikings. Well, you know, what do?
You play
who's in front of you. Yeah. You know, so they didn't give up 40 points against the Vikings. They gave up 21, which wasn't great. They did give up 15 in the fourth quarter, though. Vikings had a strong comeback that fell short. The Browns, let's go to the Cleveland Browns. Yesterday, they lose to the Detroit Lions. Not only did they lose, they got demolished. Joe Flacco, 16 of 34, 184 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. His passer rating was 39.3.
What?
39.3 was his passer rating.
Oh. Hmm.
That's like getting a 200 on the SAT.
Just showing up.
He just showed up, man. That's what that's like. That's like getting a D on Mike Preston's report card.
Right.
He's dressed.
Dress.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, Quinshon Judkins had a pretty good game. I guess, you know, just about 4 yards a carry, 21 carries, 82 yards. You know what's funny? How they lose by 24 and their running back still gets 21 carries. I guess because Joe Flacco was under 50% passing and threw two interceptions.
You know, can we go back to the Steelers for a second?
Go ahead. Go right
I'm just
ahead.
Like, I just, after we mentioned, they mentioned the running game. The running game's horrific. Average 80 yards a game. The passing game's terrible. The defense is near the bottom. How the hell are they getting this done? The defense is basically the bottom four teams. Cowboys are in dead last. The Ravens next. Giants, Steelers. That's yards per game. Offense is just as bad. It's just like, if you look at the, I mean, the total offense, they are, yeah, Titans, Bengals, Eagles, Steelers. I don't get it. They're like, they're right at the very bottom. They're fourth from the bottom in total offense.
Oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just making it way.
They're making it happen, though, yeah.
Yeah, I give them credit.
I don't think it could be deceiving when you look at stats.
I don't criticize them at all, man. If you can just get it done. The Eagles don't look pretty. The Eagles don't look pretty.
No.
And that's not criticism, Eagles fans. The one thing your quarterback knows how to do is win. You can go, is he top 10? No. Is he top this? No. But you know what he is top in? Winning. Because he does whatever it takes to win games. There's nothing wrong with that. And the Steelers right now are doing whatever it takes to win games. You keep stacking those wins at the end of the season, they all count. And to finish out the division, the Cincinnati Bengals play the Denver Broncos tonight. Let me, honestly, I'll ask you this question, Joe. Jets, Dolphins, Bengals, Broncos. Any interest in either one of those games?
The Dolphins have new uniforms tonight. They look pretty cool.
Okay, that's what you're going with, the new uniform. Yeah.
I mean, also, like, the way the Ravens lost yesterday, it's just like, I don't even want to watch football.
You know.
It's just like, it's on all the TVs up here.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you know, like, the Ravens will be, when I watch NFL Live at 4 o'clock today, they're going to be.
Because it's the Ravens.
And the Chiefs. So half of it's going to be, oh, the Chiefs are back, and then the other half is the Ravens are screwed.
Yeah. That's why you love the NFL, right?
I mean, sometimes.
We can't even get sarcasm from him.
I can't,
today.
Man.
We're getting nothing from this.
It is funny though, because when you get a game like it's like a kick in the nuts. You're like, oh man, like you don't want to do it. You try not to take it personally because you don't play for the team.
Oh, yeah,
but it's like,
and I don't. It's not my job.
Right, exactly. But man, it really does hurt a lot.
You need a hug too.
I might.
You know, I'm going to be back next weekend.
Yeah,
I'll be like, absolutely. All right, like, back at it.
Nuts again.
That's right. I'm ready to be hurt again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.